even when we're done with our one-on-one sessions, that you can, you know, do this on your own and you're comfortable with it. We do offer lifetime support as long as your, you know, your business and your website's up and running.
I'm hoping that once we do a website, that this can be used to do multiple websites. I'm not sure. I mean, a one website can make a killing, but I plan on cloning this process and creating my. I'm a web host but that's another thing to do. I've been hosting websites and email. I run my own dedicated server for probably the last 15 years, maybe longer. So I don't, you know, I look at this web server and I'm like, this web server should be making me a killing. Like, why? I have space. I have, you know, I'm doing something wrong that I don't have. I should be blowing up this server where I need a new one. Like, that's how long I've been in the business, and there's no excuses anymore. I just have to, it's time to figure it out. You know, I made the investment, and, you know, I could have tried to do it on my own, but I'm missing some information, or I would have done it already.
Yeah, understandable. Very understandable. So, like, you know, like, having an affiliate marketing and everything, do you have experience as far as, like, selling product, though?
Well, I have a few websites that I bought. There were sites that, you know, you just put up WordPress and you copy the site over and you put your affiliate links in and they automatically updated. I had a site called truckingelectronics.com. I lost the domain like an idiot, so I ended up getting another domain, truckingaccessories.com, but I'm having problems.
How did you lose that domain?
Just not that, you know, came up and I was busy. My mom died in May, so it was just my mom. Thank you. Truckingaccessories.com. There's something in maybe the CSS that is referring still to truckingelectronics.com, so the formatting doesn't come up. The site kind of comes up, the text, but the formatting's off. I'll figure it out shortly. I thought it was just a propagation issue, but it's not. Then I had a vitamin site. It's all Amazon linked sites. So Amazon sends me.
It's an Amazon affiliate.
Yeah. So Amazon sends me anywhere from $20 to sometimes 80, maybe 100. And I don't do anything. I haven't touched the sites in months. But I don't see that as a way to scale this up to $20,000 a month. Unless I put up 1,000 sites. And that doesn't make sense. Hey, I'll do 1,000 sites if each site is optimized and, you know, it's doing 500 a month or a week. I'll do that. I'll put 1,000 sites.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Some kind of profit. Yeah,
it's easy, but it's not cost effective for me to do that. So that's kind of my experience. I've always been intrigued. Well, the reason why I signed up is because of the ClickBetter, the landing pages. I was like, this is nice. Just the concept was well thought out. You know, it said, call your trainer, and I ignored that for a while because I'm like, let me get this up and running. Let me get this up and running. I know this. Let me get this run. So I got the 25. I upgraded to the pro. I got the 25 landing pages. And the first three, I went into click.org and created like a 5 or 4 link rotating, whatever you call it, from them, and I put them on my first. I really have to go back because I didn't even read the message on the landing page. I just put a bunch of 4x Forex trading offers from ClickBank in there. Because, you know, this time of season, everybody starts doing this online trading. I get a lot of extra.
Yeah,
this is the season. So,
Definitely.
I stopped short of signing up for WebFire because it was like $500 a month. So then I went, I was like, well, it said $85 a month. And then when you go on the system, that $85 offer is not there. It gives you like...
That's how they get you in there.
Exactly. It gives you $1,900 a month, $1,900 or something a year, or $400-some a month. And I'm like, where's the $85 offer? It's right here on the screen. So I went to Traffic for Me or something like that, and they want like almost $400 for 500 clicks. I'll think about that. I put $200 in my bank account and came home, and I realized it was $400 or $340 something. I'm like, oh, okay, that was last night. So that's where I'm at.
Ridiculous.
Well, hey, this is from your guy. This is from your guy's sites. This is from ClickBetter. If you go to their site, those are the vendors they're advertising. So I'm like,
from the sales team,
huh?
No, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to follow the instructions that, you know, were given. So that's it. Maybe there's a better traffic source than those two. Maybe social media, man.
Yeah, there possibly is, and I mean that's something that we can look into possibly later down the road, not too far down, but you know, probably like maybe a week or two from now to see.
Right.
I can also partner with my support team and see what we can.
I'm gonna try a few things on my own just because I mean that what I'm doing with that is not related directly with what we're doing.
Separately.
Yeah, but that was the advertisement that got me to you guys is those landing pages. So when this turned into a drop shipping website, I was like, oh, okay, it's okay, you know.
How comfortable are you with dropshippers?
I mean, I guess if I'm comfortable with Amazon, I could be comfortable with a dropshipper that's reliable, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know. So for what I will show my clients as far as dropshippers, I use two different dropshippers. The first one is Oberlo, and then the second dropshipper is going to be AliExpress.
Yes.
There's obviously more out there, but those are the two that I'll show my clients. And typically, I'll have a client that prefers either both or one or the other. I never have had the experience of where they want a different dropshipper website. And if you do decide you want a different one, we can start looking at other ones too.
What was the first one you said?
Oberlo. Oberlo.
Oh, wait. O, B, or V?
B. B as in boy.
Ober. Oh, I've seen that.
Oberlo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where did I see that name? I think they had something...
It's a pretty popular dropshipper website.
Yeah, I think there was some software. It was like not an overlay. It was a... What do you call it? An extension to Chrome, I believe.
Extension that you can have on Chrome is Oberlo, yeah.
Yep.
And that's the... So that whole thing, that's something that we can actually dive deep into and start talking about when we start actually looking at product inventory possibilities for your store, which actually we will be doing that next session that we have this week, hopefully. But today, or just like what we are going to get figured out is coming up with a niche idea for you. So you deciding what you want to do as far as a niche, like what you want to have your website based off of and what you want to be selling in your website to your clients.
Well, I guess I want to sell the right product. And
So you definitely want to sell, you definitely want to have a niche that is in demand, you know, that's actually right. going to be profitable. I had a lady who was trying to sell, she just wanted to do a scientific, like, related product mm-hmm. because she was a science professor at a college for 50 years, and which is amazing, you know, right. I know that's a good market for her, but when you think about it, that only appeals to such a small audience, you know, only certain people need those things, as to where, when it comes for you, like, your business, like, you want to appeal to everyone, or something that's in high demand, so, like, that could be, like, electronics could be, you know, all kinds of electronics could be a good niche, or, like, outdoor recreation things, fitness apparel, fitness accessories, things like that would be, you know, things that everyone needs or wants or is, you know, popular nowadays.
Right. I guess I would need to know, I want to pick the best one. I know that I've sold electronics, and one of my sites was efitnesssomething.com, and that sold fitness-related vitamins, like stuff like that.
Like supplements and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for endurance and weight gain and stuff like that. Those seem to sell. That's all through Amazon. I do have a website called mostincrediblevalue.com that I've been developing with, like, probably about 1,000 AliExpress products. Anywhere.
Okay, so you are familiar with AliExpress.
Yes. Anywhere from hair weave to batteries, like magnets. I love magnets for some reason. I have all kinds of magnets that you've never seen up on that site. Yeah, just I've got hundreds and hundreds of magnets from AliExpress are up there. And I what I was going to do originally was just target, pull an email list of companies that I think would use magnets and just blast that to them. But I ended up put other stuff on that site, like unrelated, like do-rags and stuff. Unrelated stuff.
Yeah, other accessories.
So
I think when we talk about, you know, like a niche, you know, obviously, like, you know, I'll give some recommendations on what I think a good niche would be, but you want to, if you're going to do a niche, so let's say, like, you're doing electronics, right? Just example, say you're doing electronics as your niche, but then, like, you're trying to add, like, things that wouldn't belong to electronics, like, you're like, oh, now I want to sell, like, a sporting gear, like, basketball, it's like that shit doesn't make sense.
Right? I don't want to do that.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to.
I don't
want to
do that.
Because I had a lady who was doing fitness accessories, and then she's like, well, how about, like, we do, like, put tents in there and stuff, and I'm like,
tents?
I'm like, lady, come on now. That don't make no sense.
Get it together. Let's focus.
I think I'm
into tennis.
Electronics to me would be popular.
Are we gonna be competing with, I guess, electronics? But these are, I buy a lot of electronics, like, through AliExpress. They come right from China. You know what I mean? And for the most part, it's good stuff. Some of the stuff is cheap.
Yeah.
But in general, it might be cheap, but they work just as well as anything else.
Let me stop you right there real quick, because what you're talking about is, like, the competitive market when it comes to, like, electronics or any kind of niche. I mean, obviously, you've kind of done this before, you know, there's competition out there, you know that.
Right.
Obviously. But honestly, what's going to make you stand out is how you promote yourself, how you promote your business, which is something that we also help you set up, whether it's through social media or things like that. But it's like, what kind of products do you have in your store? And, you know, going back to the AliExpress thing, you're saying, you know, a lot of things are, you know, for to be cheap and, you know, dainty and not good, but then there's also product that's, you know, good quality stuff for a decent price. And so it just depends really, Ernest, like, what you put in your store. You know, there are those consumers out there that they want the top-notch, you know, electronics, you know, whether it's Apple or, you know, Samsung products or whatever it may be. And then you have that consumer base that, you know, maybe they don't have enough money to be able to afford an iPad, but they want a tablet, and they'll take an off-brand tablet name that's still, you know, comparable as far as
Right.
$500 notebook or, you know, and they just, like, I just need something that's going to be, like, $200 that I can just do my homework on, my assignments, and get on the internet, and they're okay with that. They don't care if it's a, you know, Hewlett Packard or Dell. They're just like, I just need something. So it's variety also that you have to think about that's going to make you successful, because if you're only sticking to certain things and not appealing to everyone as far as, like, their budget, then you're not going to get that, you know,
right.
that right amount of, you know, consumers, and you're not going to make that profit because you're only, you know, appealing to the upper class when you want to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, I'd rather appeal to everyone because they're more in that everyone group than the upper class.
Well, yeah, and that's another way how to make your money back quicker, too, and just make a better profit and a better living is if you're appealing to everyone rather than a small audience. A little off topic, but I do have, I always talk about the clients, for example, but I have a client who's doing fitness, which is a great thing, but she only wants to do, like, women's fitness, you know, accessories, which is great, but I tried telling her, you know, if you appeal both to men and women, because, you know, men are also about fitness, too, you're going to have a better market, you're going to have more success if you appeal to audiences. But she's just like, no, I want to do women only. So I'm like, okay, look, it's your business. I want to set you up as best as I can. So appealing to everyone is what's important.
All right, so you say electronics.
I mean, that's just my... I mean, another reason why I say electronics is because I am, I guess you could say, a nerd. I'm pretty knowledgeable about electronics. I mean, I build PCs on the side. That's another hobby of mine. I build, like, gaming PCs.
Yep. Oh, okay. Okay. So, I built my first PC back when it first came out. I got a motherboard, and my top drawer, desk drawer, was my housing.
Oh, yeah?
I just stuck the keyboard in and the power supply and the mother and put in, and it worked.
The motherboard processor, yeah. Yep. There wasn't much to it back then, but now you have the right fans, the right GPU, all that stuff nowadays.
Right.
I build gaming computers. I'll build everyday use computers too, but I love to build the gaming computers too. So
Nice.
And it's actually just built my second one that I've been using, so.
I need to build a Hackintosh.
Anyways, do you feel like electronics is a good niche to get into for you?
I mean, I think that would be up my alley. You would know probably better than me what are the most profitable sites out there. And I'm going to take...
As far as, like, niches, or...?
Niches, and, yeah, because I want the site to make as much money as possible. So, I'm sure you have clients that maybe took your recommendation as to electronics, and they're making a killing. I'm kind of looking for your direction to tell me. I really don't know. Electronics is drones and stuff like that.
So let me answer that as best as I can. Okay. So backtracking to the whole aspect of competition, obviously, you know, it's out there. It's a dog-eat-dog world where it's just vicious out there. But whether you want to do electronics or you want to do, like, sporting goods or outdoor recreation or anything else that's, you know, in high demand, the competition's out there. And it all backtracks to how you set up, how you get yourself known, what makes you stand out.
Right.
So if we were to do electronics, yes. There's other, you know, clients out there that are doing electronics. They're doing different kinds of electronics, you know. But it's all about how we set you up, what makes you different.
Right. Okay.
And that's the same answer for whether you want to do something else, like sporting goods or arts and crafts or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I was thinking electronics. I was thinking about, like, auto parts.
When you say auto parts, are you talking like the actual, like, under the hood auto parts, or are you talking about more accessories?
More accessories. Like, I remember my Lexus, I had a front light, the headlight was out, and they wanted like $100-something for a light, and I found it overseas. I found it overseas for like two for like And it came, it didn't take too long, and they were fine. They were exactly, you know, so I know that people need autos, parts, you know, like electronics almost, just as much as electronics.
Yeah.
I guess there's more people that probably need electronics, because that includes everybody, even kids.
Well, the way I would see it is, I mean, obviously people need electronics, but I feel like electronics is also like a desire and a want and a hobby as well. I mean, no one needs a $1,000, you know, tablet or a $1,000, you know, computer or whatever. I mean, it's a desire, it's a want. So that kind of, so that aspect right there kind of appeals to a bigger audience, because it's something that some people do need. Like, some people do need computers for, you know, schooling or whatever it may be, but then there's people who want it because they're just, I just want to have this even though I don't need it.
Let me ask you something. What about gaming? Is that
okay,
a big niche?
Which is also something I'm very into.
I know.
What kind of gaming are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, console gaming, computer gaming, or?
Both.
What kind of gaming are you talking about?
Both. I don't know much about it. I have a PlayStation 2, so that's what. And all I used to play is Defender 2000. I don't know if you remember the old Defender arcade from Atari, where.
No idea.
Yeah, you Google it.
No idea.
Google it. It's called Defender, and basically you had like a spaceship, and these aliens were after you, and you had to pick up and rescue little dots at the bottom, and you got points.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I know what you're talking about. Kind of like Space Invaders. Almost.
Yes. So they made a 3D version of that that was crazy. I'm talking crazy. It was a total different. It was a totally different. Like the same concept, but it was a 3D virtual reality version of it. And I used to play that like crazy. I mean, nuts. And now I don't have time for that. I mean, every six months I might, you know, dust it off and play it. But, you know, but I'm thinking of gaming like that. Which actually goes with the electronics in a way. So maybe there could be electronics with a gaming division. I'm not really sure whether.
So pause real quick. So just because you said that, that makes me want to you know, mention something to you. Electronics. Let's just say electronics is your main niche. When we finally discover your niche, and let's just say it's electronics, then that's when you start breaking into categories of electronics. So you would have like computers, laptops, you know, headphones, you know, music accessories or whatever, and then you can make video gaming a category into electronics.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we could incorporate video gaming into electronics. It wouldn't be your main niche, but it could be something that would be available to the consumer when they visit your website, along with, you know, tons of other, you know, options of, you know, different electronics products.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy you said gaming, because it's funny, because I dumped so much money building this computer, and I spent about 2 months doing it, and now I realize I didn't even play it, because I'm either working too much, or I'm just tired when I get home, and I just pass out for a few hours, and by the time I wake up, my girlfriend's already yelling at me,
there you go,
telling me to come over. I'm like, damn it.
Can't I play my game?
I'm like, come on, babe, like, I see you every single day, like, just relax.
I haven't seen my other girlfriend in weeks now. My computer.
Yeah, I try to tell her, I'm like, you know, if it's couples to have space, like, you don't need to be with me, you know, 7 days a week. Like, it's okay if I don't see you for a few days, like.
She wouldn't survive. She wouldn't survive. You can't. I don't know how old you are, but if you're having that conversation, you're probably in your either late 20s or early 30s, maybe. And,
I'm 26.
Yeah, you can't do that to a girl at 26. Now, ironically, when they get to be like 30-something, you're gonna be the opposite. You're gonna be, baby, where are you? And she's gonna be like, you are now. That, it's just weird how it flips.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because my sister, she's 31, and her boyfriend, or her, I guess her ex-boyfriend, is he's 27 or 28, so just a few years younger than her. And she just like, she's very independent. She's like, you know, I need to get stuff done today. And he's like, but like,
exactly. Are we going to go to the mall? Like that? You said we were going to go to the mall.
But they broke up. So.
Exactly.
They broke up, and I mean, they did.
All right, so I guess so electronics.
Just because of time, yeah. I think electronics is a good one, Ernest. And like I said, because that's relatable for me, I think it's be fun building this website together and creating this experience. But also, I think because I have knowledge in it, I'll be able to help you choose the right product.
Okay.
And I'll give you even more knowledge with our sessions down the road. So we're going to just, your niche is going to be electronics, all sorts.
Is there any studies on how the categories in AliExpress that sell the most?
There probably is, to be honest. I haven't really dug in that much. So our next appointment, Ernest, we're actually going to be looking at either AliExpress or Overflow.
Yes.
And, like, obviously you've used Ali, I think, before. And you'll see, like, when you, like, if you look up an item, you can look at a specific item, they'll just, you know, tell you, like, for instance, I'm looking at retro video games right now, and there's a Super Nintendo replica, and it has over 1,500 orders, so that's obviously
wow.
A very popular item. Yeah. So that's something that we'll dive into tomorrow and actually look at. Not tomorrow, I'm sorry. My brain's just not working today. That's something that we'll be, you know, looking at, our next session, which I'll schedule before we get off today.
Okay.
But now, just moving on, because I do have an appointment in 15 minutes, so I want to make sure we can cover what we covered today. So now, I guess the next step is, since we know that your niche is going to be electronics of all sorts, and we'll dive into categories at our next appointment, we need to come up with a domain name for you. And obviously, you already know what domain is. I don't have to explain that to you, much of I do. So as I'm coming up with this name, I want to come up with three different concepts. Are there any like keywords that you want in your domain name?
I guess for SEO purposes, we need to be we need to be mindful of that.
And also you have to also be mindful of that. We had to be creative with the name too, because like really good sounding solid, you know, domain names are sometimes taken.
Yes.
So we have to be mindful, so we have to be creative too as we're doing it. I'm trying to think of
thinking of something goofy, because Toys R Us is out of business. Electronictoys.com.
So I'm going to be coming up with a few. I'm going to just name a few off that I am coming up with. So the first one I have is Tech World Plus.
That sounds official.
And then Techs R Us. No, that looks like a dinosaur named Texarus. You don't want to sound too cheesy. You want to sound somewhat professional. I mean, I have clients that are like, oh, just give me a cheesy name. And I'm like, okay.
No, it matters.
Sometimes the cheesy part is, yeah.
It matters. Tech World Plus.
Tech World Plus is one. I'm trying to think of another one.
I mean, it could be as simple as Electronics Plus. Or electronics. What's another name for electronics? Because these are going to be what type of products?
They're going to be electronics of all sorts. Which is actually something when we get off the phone today, I want you to, at some point, you know, before our next session, kind of sit down with a piece of paper and brainstorm like 10 different kinds of electronics, so that way we can actually, during our next appointment, start looking at our product and have an idea of what we want to look at and what's available.
Okay.
True tech. Let me see.
I guess we should figure out.
I'm sorry if I'm like not saying anything. I'm trying to think of names too.
I'm trying to think of the audience. Tech World Plus. Electronics World. Electronics are us. I know that's taken. It could be something like World Electronics. Sounds official too.
What was
probably
that
taken. World Electronics. Miss.
World Electronics.
World.
Okay. Electronics. Let's see. It's probably taken, but I mean, we'll try it.
Sure.
It's available, but it's going to cost you $10,000 a year. So how about that? We want to stick around $299.
Exactly.
Let's see. And plus, we purchased the first gear for you.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we don't want to. We can't spend $10,000 on the menu.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
And I'm sure you don't want to eat there.
No.
Even
no.
If we were to do it, you don't want to do it later now.
Electronics Plus.
This is sometimes the domain deciding is the hardest part.
Yeah, it is.
Of this process, because you have to be creative. Because like the ones that you're, oh, this is a good one. It's I guess it's taken.
I think I have a piece of software. What's it called? Domain something. Hold on a second. Domain.
What about the tech expert?
That's not bad. Experts with
okay,
a plural.
We'll try to come up with like two more. And honestly, like, so the domain is usually what I like to have figured out the first session, but I don't want to stick someone with a domain that they're not happy with, so
yeah.
If we can't decide on one, you know, today, I can keep brainstorming ideas, and so can you, and hopefully by our next appointment, you know, we'll have that chosen.
Yeah, I think I have a piece of software I use. I'm looking for it now that you can put in suggestions and it'll show you it shows you all kinds of metrics on it, on what, where is that?
Are you talking about a domain generator or what are you talking about?
No, it's not a generator. You can put in a keyword and it'll give you all kinds of suggestions.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
I just forgot the name of it. I don't see it. I used to use it all the time.
Let's do this. Try to look up other things too, because I got about 10 more.
Oh, domain tsunami, is that what it is? Especially in electronics.
Your 401k.
Probably a little early. It really doesn't matter. As long as it's before like 4
okay,
o'clock.
I'm
Eastern.
Yeah, and you're Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you're 3 hours ahead of me. So, I mean, I can do the earliest I can do. Can we do Thursday? Are you available this Thursday?
Yeah.
Can we do 11 a.m. your time, which is 8 a.m. my time? That's if I come into the office.
Yeah. That'll work.
Is that something that you can be able to do?
Yeah, it's a little early, but I don't go to bed till like 5 in the morning. Like, that's because
no,
I'm always...
No, then we can do later.
Yeah, any, I guess
me,
a little
give
later.
Me a time, give me a time that would work out for you.
12 is good. Any
so
time after 12
time?
Is great. Yeah.
I can do 12 your time.
Okay.
So let me put you in real quick.
Yes. Yeah, I got
Just look out for the email. Okay, so look out for another email throughout the day, because I will be sending you another one with domains. And just respond to it when you can, all right, sir?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, until then, I will talk to you on Thursday, all right?
Thanks a lot.